Ever get that gut feeling? You know that moment when you just know something before it happens, or get a nudge you can't explain. That's your intuition. And whether you're making a big decision or choosing which lane to drive in, your intuition is speaking. The real magic? Learning to hear it clearly and trust it daily. In today's episode, we're tuning into your intuitive channel and turning up the volume. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared how to create a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others remember who they really are through intuitive reading, soul work, and a safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates, sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello, welcome. Happy Monday, everybody. Wow, what a weekend it was, wasn't it? You know, when I was drawing the energy of the week for the Mystical Minds VIP group last week, I drew a lot of dark red. And when there's a lot of just plain old red around, people are tense, people are quick to anger, to frustration, anxiety, depression. And on the flip side, of course, it is easier to work with passion and to manifest what you desire. This last week, I drew dark red. And I haven't had a full week of dark red ever. It's usually been dark red with some light red, regular red put in there. But last week was all dark red. And I knew the energy was going to be super effing intense. And it was. You know, we had the so-called feud between Elon and Cheeto Man here in the States. And then we have more ICE enforcement and rounding up of people. And then we had the protests in LA and San Francisco that Cheeto Man decided to send in a National Guard against the governor's, California's governor's wishes, didn't even consult him. So there has been a lot of tension, right? There's been a lot of headbutting. And then, of course, we've got the Diddy. Is it Diddy? I never know who's on trial anymore. I believe it's his trial. But then we have that going on with a lot of spew and negativity happening. So last week was a doozy. And this week really seems to be no different energy-wise. It's all dark red again. So expect the unexpected. Expect to be squished, squeezed. Have a hard time sleeping. I slept maybe 2.5 hours last night, if I was lucky. I finally just got up and said, F it, which is why this is coming to you earlier than normal on a Monday. You know, it's a very soul-stirring type of energy, the dark red. Again, you know, a lot of anger, frustration, rage. A lot of rage with the dark red. But on the flip side, if you use the energy to your advantage, if you work with passion and you work towards manifesting something, especially since this week, I believe we have, I don't have it up in front of me because I haven't slept, so forget what it is. It's either a full moon or a new moon coming up on Wednesday. And we have, we have all the moon stuff going on along with the dark red. So just take a deep breath this week. Use the red to your dark red to your advantage. And if you feel the rage building up inside of you, please do something constructive with that rage instead of lashing out and hurting somebody, either with your words or with something physical. All right? So, moving on to the card of the week. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode the week I draw it, or a year or 5 years from now. This card is for you for the week. And I'm using my favorite deck at the moment, the Guides of the Hidden Realms by Colette Baron Brown. No, Colette Baron Reed. Where did I get Baron Brown from? Oh, good Lord. I think I'm going to need just a bit more coffee to get through today. All right, so let's see what this card's going to tell us for the week. To go along with all this dark red energy and other things that are happening. All right, so for this week we have the Begin with Faith in Spring. This is all about beginnings, innocence, fertility, and growth. This card's a very green and pink card. So this is really tuning into yourself this week, taking care of yourself with self-love, taking care of those around you with love. It can be the beginning of a new friendship, a new romance, some type of relationship that will stir your heart chakra up. This can also be a time for fertility, and doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get pregnant. It can be a good time for fertility of new ideas, new directions, new manifestations, as I just mentioned earlier, and growth. You know, again, if you use the dark red to your advantage, you can manifest the hell out of this week. So use it for that. And make sure as you're manifesting or working with passion this week that you really check in with your heart chakra, the green and the pink. You know, green, give and take of love. Pink, self-love for yourself. Really check in there and make sure whatever you're trying to manifest or what you're working with passion is not only good for you, but it's good for others. Okay, let's think about others as we're thinking about ourselves this week. All right, so that is the card. Now, the mystical item this week is an intuition mala. And the one I was picturing has lapis and moonstone in it. And this is a wonderful magical tool for mantra reciting or breath work. These stones activate intuition, inner vision, while calming mental chatter. And I am sure that there is some place out there that sells this with a lapis and a moonstone. Okay, I don't know where, but I'm sure it's out there someplace. Why don't you head over to Etsy maybe and take a look, or eBay. All right, the main topic this week is strengthening your intuition in daily life. So what your intuition really is and what it isn't. You know, let's talk about this myth right out of the gate. And I've said this previously. Intuition isn't just for those who call themselves psychics or intuitives or mediums or people meditating on mountaintops. Every human is born with an intuitive ability. Everybody. It's as natural as breathing. You've just been taught to override it with logic, people-pleasing, or doubt. Think of intuition as your inner GPS. Only it speaks softly, in nudges, and in sensations. It's different from instinct, which is immediate and often primal, like an urge to jump out of the way of danger. It also feels different from anxiety, which comes from fear and frequently feels loud, chaotic, or urgent. True intuition is calm, clear, and rooted. It might show up as a quiet yes, a gentle pull, or a sudden clarity that you can't quite explain. It's a survivor skill. It really is. Our ancestors relied on it to help stay alive. We've just traded it in for search engines and second opinions. Intuition speaks through the body first. Have you ever felt a tightness type in your chest when something is off, or a lightness in your belly when it's right? That can be it. Learning your body's language is key. So today, sometime, give yourself a moment and close your eyes. Just close your eyes, you know, provided you're not driving or someplace where they need to be open. And ask your body to show you what a yes feels like. And then what a no feels like. Notice the sensations. This is your personal compass. Use it often. For myself, when it is a yes, my heart chakra is open and it vibrates. When it is a no, it is closed down, like Fort Knox. Okay, there's a definite difference in how I feel that in the middle of my chest. And you should be able to tell the difference in yours as well. Now, you don't need a sacred cave to strengthen your intuition. You don't need to go on some mystical retreat. What you need is space. Stillness is power, especially in our busy, noisy lives where we rarely pause long enough to hear ourselves think, let alone feel. So start with 60 seconds of silence between tasks. Let your inner knowing rise. Or you can try this. Maybe use a check-in journal. One day, ask yourself, maybe today, what nudges did I feel today? Did I follow them? What happened? Even tracking small things helps you build intuitive trust. Next time you're stuck in indecision, replace what should I do with what feels aligned. That small language shift invites intuition to speak. So if you want to play with your clairsenses this week, remember we talked about them last week, try claircognizance in traffic. Notice how you know which lane to avoid. Or try clairsentience at the grocery store. You can run your hand, not touching, but over produce and feel the one that calls to you. You can do a mini ritual in the mornings. How about stand in front of a mirror? Take a deep breath and ask aloud, what do I need to know today? Don't force the answer. Just notice what bubbles up throughout your day. And if you're smart, you'll write it down because you'll think you remember. But there's a lot of things that could bubble up during the day. So I'd write them down when they do show up. Now, signs. Let's talk about that a little bit. Here's the thing about signs. They're not billboards screaming yes or no. They're little confirmations. They're not roadmaps. You might notice repeating numbers, a lyric at a perfect time, or a chance encounter. These synchronicities are like spiritual nudges saying, you're on the right path. But don't chase them. When you hunt for signs, you're usually trying to control the outcome. Intuition thrives in surrender, not desperation. All right. And this holds true as well for manifestation. Okay. You do what you can to manifest and then you let it go. Fear is one of the biggest blocks to intuition and manifestation. When you're afraid, your nervous system is in survival mode and it's not listening for the quiet whispers. You want to ground yourself, calm the body, and then ask again. The golden rule, act when it feels expansive, not forced. Intuition opens you up. If something makes your chest tighten or your energy dim, that is a no, no matter how logical it may sound. So maybe you want to write yourself down some reflection prompts. What messages have I ignored in the past that turned out to be spot on? And I'll tell you for myself, I got plenty. I've got plenty. Like for instance, I was carrying downstairs my cup of coffee and my intuition kept telling me, down the coffee before you go down those stairs. And I'm like, yeah, just go down the stairs. I went down the stairs and a cat jumped out of nowhere and I tripped and there went my coffee. I did not fall down the stairs, but my coffee cup did. and did all the rest of my coffee. So, you know, even those who listen to their intuition don't necessarily listen to it as much as we should, right? You know, but write these things down. You know, what the messages you've ignored. You know, feel the truth of what you did ignore, what did come true. Your intuition has always been around you. It is always trying to help you out. Right now, think of it as you're reconnecting, okay? You don't need to earn your intuition. It's already inside of you. You don't need to be perfect, psychic, call yourself a psychic, or an intuitive, or even be certain. All you have to do is listen. And what do you need to do in order to listen? Stillness, quiet, all right? The more you invite your inner voice to speak, the clearer it will become. Strengthening your intuition is not about proving anything. It's about reclaiming your natural wisdom. And it starts with the tiniest choice: to pause, ask, and trust. Well, that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. And if you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, come over and join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk the metaphysical path and you would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, I'd love to hear from you. And I am currently booking guests with my schoolwork. I am way behind in contacting everybody. But please, if you'd like to be on this list, the link is below in the show's notes. And while you're at my website, don't forget to sign up for the weekly newsletter for more tips. I finally started redoing my newsletter. It went out this past weekend, so please sign up. And you can also book a private reading or a soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.